Welcome to Aloha Aina. On the thin stretch of land between stark sear cliffs and bright blue ocean, Antipuanani Burgess sits in Waianae's Hale Na'au Pono, talking about Aloha Aina as the traffic passes by on Farrington Highway. To understand Aloha Aina, says Antipua, one must first understand aloha. She takes the word apart, letter by letter. A is akahai, to treat with kindness, delivered with tenderness. L is lokahi, or unity and harmony. O is olu olu, or pleasantness and sweetness. H is ha'aha'a, or humility. And the final A, ahonui, is patience. All of these qualities, says Antipua, must be brought to the relationship with land.
I have friends who do understand how to speak the language of the Aina, who put their face down to the earth. And like when we honi, I put my nose next to your skin and I breathe you in. They put their nose next to the land and breathe in the deep scent of that land. People I know who understand and practice Aloha Aina, they understand it deeply, and when they go to someone else's land, they go with the humility, knowing that I have to be able to smell this land and understand what she is teaching me.
The Aloha Aina series is dedicated to exploring Hawaiian kinship with the natural world. It is sponsored by the Kohala Center, creating Aina-based programs for community well-being since the year 2000. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Julia Steele.